Welcome to Fraser 365. We're so glad you're taking a moment out of your day to study God's Word. Over the next few days, we're doing a brief study on the fruit of the Spirit. We hope that as you listen, you'll get a sense of the Spirit's presence in your life today.
Day 7. Before we leave the topic of suffering, we have to talk about Jesus. After his resurrection, his disciples picked up on the connection between him and Isaiah's suffering servant. We've already looked at Isaiah 47, and now we look at Isaiah 53, because it appears several places in the New Testament. Matthew's and John's Gospels quote Isaiah 53. In Acts, Luke includes an account of a man who was struggling to understand that very chapter. Through Philip, the Holy Spirit revealed that Isaiah was talking about Jesus, and the man came to faith. Peter also references Isaiah 53 in 1 Peter 2:23, stating, "When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly." That trust was not in vain. As Psalm 16:10 had foretold, God did not abandon Jesus in the grave. No, he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion. Ephesians 1:20 21. Remember the idea of becoming what we behold? To understand this from an everyday example, think about someone who has had a major impact on your life. This could be a parent, spouse, teacher, or a close friend. Now, as you spent more time with them, they started to influence you. Maybe you found a new favorite movie or book because they recommended it, or you picked up a couple of their catchphrases, or perhaps you even started to laugh like they do. You beheld them, and you became like them. So to become like Jesus and endure suffering like he did, we must behold him in his suffering. The writer of Hebrews tells us to look to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12:2. John says in John 1:14, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." What glory did John witness? The glory of the resurrection, certainly, but that only came after the wonderful and awful glory of the cross. One old hymn puts it this way: "Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown?" Jesus, the suffering servant, was anointed with the oil of gladness beyond his companions, according to Hebrews 1:9. It may seem impossible for joy to be mingled with suffering, but Jesus shows us that it's possible. More than possible, it's promised. Philippians 1:6 declares, "I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." All that it takes is a sincere and humble beholding faith in Jesus. As 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, "We all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another, for this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." Do you believe it? And will you draw near to Jesus with beholding faith? Will you look to him and walk with him each day until he brings you home in glory to himself? My prayer is that we would all do so.